Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, this is a demonstration. I'm going to show you something.
Okay.
And I know we are on the radio, but...
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to show you something. All right, ready?
Watch. I love this. It's all like right. Show and tell.
Okay, so watch this.
Okay. You are walking.
Okay, so you saw that. Now watch this.
Oh, my. Get a little sachet going
did
there.
You see that?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
You did. You put a little twist to it.
I put a little hip
yeah,
in.
Yeah, a little.
So they're saying if you sway your hips... You're more attractive to men.
Well.
So if I, see, I just walk like this, nothing. But when I do this, you're like, wow!
Yeah, it changed everything.
Yeah, it did,
yeah,
right?
That first walk you did was kind of like, maybe like a duck.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but
nothing.
The second walk,
I
you put a little,
hips boom, into it.
A boom.
It says how a woman walks is just as important as her body shape when it comes to how men find her attractive.
You know, now that this word's out, I'm going to be really watching some walks today.
Yeah, right.
Because I got a feeling the women are going to turn it up today.
Researchers found that women who take shorter steps and ba-doom, ba-doom, wiggle their hips are seen as much more attractive by others and by men.
Now, does it work that way with men who want to attract men?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't have that
because,
in the study. Let me see.
Well,
okay, okay. It looks like you have one leg shorter than the other.
Yeah, I don't have that.
I don't feel like that.
It really... was my first time.
Oh my God. You're walking like you have a problem.
I don't think men have that ability to,
to do the
well. Some do.
Hips.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. So that's good to know, right there. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'll be watching.
Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson are engaged after just a few weeks of dating. Everybody's shocked. Mm. You know, Ariana Grande was with some guy for like a long time. And then now she just started dating this Pete Davidson and now they're engaged.
Now, I know you've said this before, but who is this Pete guy? Who is this guy? What's he up to?
His name is Pete Davidson and he's
part of
the Davidson family.
Oh, but didn't you say a couple of weeks ago when she first started dating this guy that he was a part of blah, 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 blah?
Mm-hmm, yep.
You don't remember?
Huh. He's the No Tears Left to Cry singer.
Oh, that's what it was. He was a band member.
Wait. No.
No.
Who sang that? I don't know who he is. John!
Pete Davidson.
John, look up Pete Davidson, would you?
I'm on it.
And would you find
American actor, comedian.
Oh, he's not singing.
He's a
comedian. He didn't sing.
Really? He's a funny guy?
I guess he is. But isn't that interesting how you can be with somebody for so long, which she was with that other guy for so long, and he even comforted her during that whole shooting, and she got off her jet plane, and he was holding her, and she's like, oh my God, you're my rock. And then she kicked him to the curb, and now just 2 weeks of dating, or a few weeks, and now they're engaged.
Oh, he was on Saturday Night Live, too.
Oh, that's it. That's what it was.
Oh, he was a comedian on that show?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a cast member.
Is he still on there? No. Yes, no.
I don't think so, no.
He had a rocky, teen years and stuff, too. This guy, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the guy's on Saturday Night Live.
I guess I drive people nuts, but I don't know. Yeah. I didn't know, but you asked me. Why would you ask me?
There was something about the guy, and that's what it is, Sean. I do remember this now. I heard a story about, and I thought Jamie did the story, but you might not have. Of where this guy, he went from a really troubled situation and something with his dad, if I remember correctly. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the guy pops up and he's on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, you heard it on a different morning show because it wasn't me.
No.
I didn't know anything about this guy.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's
nothing.
Done a lot of stuff.
And by the way, No Tears Left to Cry, that was by Ariana Grande. I just read Saturday Night Live, and anyway, sorry. Moving on. Robert De Niro has apologized for the behavior of Donald Trump. Oh my God, is he still talking about Donald Trump?
Yeah.
It's in this one. He's in Canada. Oh God, yeah. Here he is. Okay.
It's great being here in Toronto. And I just want to make a note of apology for the idiotic behavior of my president.
Oh, my God.
And I apologize to Justin Trudeau, too, and the other people at the G7. It's disgusting.
You know, this is bad timing on his part. His F word on the Tonys, and now he's in Canada saying, and right now the only news out there is, well, the only thing that's really getting the coverage is this huge historic day yesterday. The timing's not exactly great for De Niro.
Did we ever find out about Justin Trudeau's eyebrows?
No.
Oh.
No.
We don't know?
The last I heard.
Yes.
Now, here's what I heard yesterday.
Okay, tell me what you know.
It was not a fake eyebrow. It was the lighting, and the whole thing is fake news. He was not wearing a fake
man,
eyebrow.
I wanted him to have fake eyebrows. That's
me
just
too.
A great story.
Me too.
Instead of lighting.
But that's what I heard.
All right. Shoot.
Yeah.
To find out a man's eyebrow slipped off. Yeah,
it was
fantastic.
A great story
it
yesterday.
Really was, right.
You know, and we should have left it at that.
Yeah. Yes.
We should have just left.
Yeah. You're right. For whatever reason, Jada Pinkett Smith wants us to know that she was addicted to sex toys. Here it is.
I've had a lot of experience with sex toys. Lots. And I actually think I went through kind of an addiction too with it.
Ooh.
And then one day I was just like, enough. Like,
that's scary.
You're having five orgasms a day. Yeah, you get addicted because you can create so much pleasure. You just constantly want it. It's just like, you know.
Yeah, so that was a great clip.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
I wonder how that little experiment's going with her and that Facebook, what's it called? Facebook
watch shows.
Yeah.
It's a Facebook watch show. It's called Red Table Talk.
I think we're the only show that plays clips from it.
She
I don't know why.
Jada Pinkett is with her mother and her 17-year-old daughter Willow.
Hmm.
So that was very honest in front of
that's an odd crowd to have that conversation with.
Yeah, with your mom and your daughter.
Yeah,
that is fantastic. All right, America's Got Talent winner Neil E. Boyd. He passed away at age 42. He won America's Got Talent, and he's dead from heart failure. He was a big, big dude. And I guess his body just couldn't take it anymore.
He's about the size of Ralphie May.
Yeah, he was.
Remember,
big,
Ralphie passed away too. Yeah. I mean, that's tough on your body. You got 500 pounds on you.
Yeah, and so he, passed away.
He was big.
He was big.
Gigantic guy.
But you know, you never believe it. Like you never ever believe. Like, oh yeah, you need to lose weight. Or you'll die. You're like, I'm not gonna die. He died.
Hmm.
So sad. Isn't that sad?
It is sad. I don't know who the guy is, but it's still sad.
I feel like...
I never heard of him.
I don't know who he is.
I don't watch America's Got Talent.
Dukes of Hazzard star John Schneider has been sentenced to jail for not paying child support.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
I've never heard him put you in jail for this. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Oh, yeah. You don't pay child support, you go to jail. Absolutely.
The only great story I heard about not paying child support is somebody won a jackpot in Vegas, and I guess the guy won $18,000 or something, and they came up to him and they said, oh, you know what, we just ran your social or whatever, to get the taxes, and you haven't paid, and so they wouldn't pay him out.
No, they took his money.
They took his money.
It's part of garnishing the wages.
That's crazy.
Because they can do that for child support also. But there are a lot of people that don't pay child support that don't go to jail, too. And I don't really understand that. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, how's a person going to work? How are they going to even come close to paying the child support if they're in jail? It's like, well, you've had chances and you didn't do it.
Yeah, but I've never really. I mean,
I need a couple of weeks in the pokey. Straighten you out.
Yeah.
I've heard of people not paying it. I just didn't know that they put you to jail. That's awesome.
Oh, they'll put you in jail in a heartbeat.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I had a friend go to jail.
It's a big crime.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that are behind and they've never been put to jail. This is great.
It's kind of weird how
some
do, some don't, I guess it's up to a judge.
The 58-year-old actor, by the way, this is John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard. He was sentenced to 3 days in jail and for not making payments to his wife, his ex-wife. He also will have to complete 240 hours of community service. He filed for divorce. Well, she filed for divorce in 2014 after 21 years of marriage. She cited irreconcilable differences to the reason for their split. And he was ordered to pay $18,000 every month. That's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
If he's behind, he may never catch up.
Are you done with yours now?
I don't pay child support.
Oh, that's right. Spousal or whatever. Yeah. Are you done with that?
Yeah.
Yay! Yeah. We were going to have a party.
Yeah, we were going to have a party.
But you didn't even mention
I'm still trying to catch up to afford the party.
Oh, yeah. Don't talk about
but
it.
Yeah, well, we'll get there.
So we're going to get a little behind or something?
Yeah, we're just a little. Things are tight.
I know they are, but so you're a little behind.
Just a little. A little. We're catching up, though. We're not going to jail.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Can you go,
now, I think, now,
can you go to jail for spousal? So,
oh, I think you can go to jail for anything you don't pay when it's court-ordered, right? It doesn't matter what it is.
Man.
If it's court-ordered, then you have to do it. That's just the rules of the game. Now, I think it becomes more of how much the other person pressures for you to be thrown in jail, too.
Well, I don't know. We're getting lots of texts, by the way, 51059. All these people are saying my ex-husband isn't in jail. He owes me $20,000. Somebody said more people should go to jail, like my ex who gets away with anything he wants, especially in Adams County.
Yeah, I don't get that. Phew. There's certain places where they'll throw the book at you, and then there's others you get by with it.
Yeah,
I don't know how that works.
So when do you think we'll have this party?
Coming up in a few months.
A few months?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know that
big blowout.
Well, because I know it's kind of been a burden on you a little bit.
Oh, it's going to be like winning the lottery.
How many years did you pay that?
Oh, wow.
Like how many? Come on, tell me.
Eight or nine.
Like 9 years.
Yeah.
That much money a month.
Maybe 10. Who's counting?
Oh. Do you know how much that is?
Oh, I've done the math.
And if you put that in a high-quality mutual fund,
I've ran some numbers here and there. You know how many horses you can play?
Oh, my God.
I could have bought the stinking horse.
I'm just saying that her life was good.
Yeah.
For 10 years.
I think you're done with this report,
am I? Okay, I don't know. All right, there you go. Tell me trash. Sorry. Yep.
Oh, boy.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.